Texts from Dispatch. A 911 podfic, written by Lily the Silly and read by
Black Glass as Eddie Diaz,
Mistborn Hero as May,
Dara Liz as Hen,
The 24th Key as Chimney,
Of Just Imagine as Bobby,
Rhetorical Questions as Buck,
Tipsy Kitty as Josh,
Mist Marauder as Maddie,
Calicaria as Ravi,
and Inkling Dancer as the narrator. Text from May Grant. Today, 9:03 a.m.
Yay! No more training desk. Welcome to the crew, Dispatcher DS. Party hat. How is your first day going so far?
Eddie Diaz.
It's good. Some kid just called because he didn't get a birthday cake.
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of calls like that. You get used to it.
Text to group chat. Frog Tea. Today, 2:19 a.m. Eddie Diaz.
Someone just drunk dialed 911, looking for the best burger in L.A.
Hen Wilson.
Oh my god.
Chimney Han.
That's so stupid. Why would they need to ask? It's in and out.
You're so basic.
It's obviously the hat, which is what I told them.
What? Sure, if you're looking for chili cheese fries, but not a burger.
Okay, but who's driving out to Alhambra for some chili cheese fries?
I'm gonna kick you both out of this group chat. Also, I go to the one in Pasadena, so joke's on you.
Text from May Grant. Today, 11:48 a.m.
Me and Linda are gonna get lunch at that new ramen place down the street. Wanna come?
Sure. But you're sitting right next to me. Why are you texting me?
I don't want Claudette to overhear and think she's invited.
That's fair.
Text to Bobby Nash. Today, 2:07 p.m.
Every time I get a call about a meal gone wrong, I think about you, Cap. Did you know that you could cook eggs in the microwave?
No, you can't. Forget you heard that.
Text to group chat. Frog Tea. Today, 1:33 p.m. Eddie Diaz.
Okay, so this woman just tried to have her sister arrested because she set foot on her property while she's trying to file a restraining order. Because apparently, her sister slept with her ex-boyfriend.
Hen Wilson.
What telenovela is this?
No, that was the call I just took. Athena said they couldn't do it, because apparently the sister is on the lease, because they're roommates.
Chimney Han.
Plot twist.
Text to Buck. Today, 4:17 p.m.
I've gotten 3 automated calls from Mahildia today, and I still kind of think it's listening to me, even though I've hung up. It knows way too much information about their owners.
Today, 5:02 p.m.
Just thought you'd find it funny.
You know, people program their Hildies, right? They control what information Hildy has. But also, yeah, it's funny.
Today, 6:18 p.m.
Hey, what is Christopher doing this weekend?
He has a sleepover on Friday, but then nothing. Why?
Wanted to take him to the zoo. They're reopening the amphibian and reptile exhibit.
Oh, cool. He'd love that.
Great. I'll pick him up Saturday from his sleepover, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Text me the address.
Okay, I will.
Text from Josh Russo. Today, 8:53 p.m.
Where'd you go?
LMAO. My bad. That call hit home, and I needed to cry in the bathroom for a bit. I'll be back in a sec.
Text to Maddie Buckley. Today, 10:10 p.m.
Sue told me I had to go see Frank. Frowny face.
Oh, yeah. She made me do that, too. What did you do?
Broke down in the men's bathroom about a call, and then made a joke about it. Apparently, that's not healthy.
Well, if it helps, Frank really helped me. With That stuff, anyway.
I'll take your word for it. At least I won't have to give him my backstory again.
Perk subdepartment mandated therapy?
Text 2. Buck. Today, 11:15 p.m.
Hey, you busy on Thursday?
Nah, I got the day off. Why?
Would you mind picking Christopher up from school and watching him until after dinner? It shouldn't be too long. My shift is over at 4, and then I have... a thing.
Question mark?
Therapy. I have to go to therapy because I made a joke, and now Sue is concerned.
Yeah, of course I can watch him.
Great, thanks.
No problem.
Text 2. Maddie Buckley. Today, 6:09 p.m.
Therapy's the worst.
Oh no. Is it not going well?
No, it's going great. It's helping, I guess. I hate it. Every time I make a joke, Frank writes something down.
I hate when they do that. Like, get your own material.
Text to group chat. Frog tea. Today, 4:07 p.m. Eddie Diaz.
Someone just called 911 to ask what the score was for the Dodger game. I hate it here sometimes.
Hen Wilson.
What is the score?
Chimney Han.
We just got back from a call. We haven't gotten to check yet.
Eye roll emoji. Dodgers are down by 3. I hope they lose.
Text 2. Buck. Today, 10:51 a.m.
Do you know anything about goats?
I mean, yeah. Like something specific or just general fun facts?
This woman called 911 because there are like 4 goats on her porch and she doesn't know how to make them go away.
Oh. That's easy. If she has some lavender spray, she should spray it around the porch. Goats hate the smell of lavender.
Today, 11:03 a.m.
Okay, that worked. How'd you know she'd have lavender spray?
It's LA. Everyone has lavender spray.
Text 2. Buck. Today, 3:46 p.m.
Hey, can you pick up Chris on Thursday again?
Yeah, of course. I thought your mandated sessions with Frank were over, though.
No, they are. But I think I'm going to keep going.
That's great, Eddie. Really, I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I think I'm proud of me, too.
Text 2. Buck. Today, 12:19 p.m.
Okay. You know the Chipotle downtown, right?
Yeah. The one with all the seagulls?
Yes! This dude just called because he saw a seagull in the parking lot, and he thought it was hurt, so he went to pick it up, only for the seagull to start flapping its wings. I couldn't tell if it was the dude or the seagull screaming, so I sent EMS just in case. But when they got there, both the bird and the guy were gone.
OMG, do you think they both flew away or something?
Text to group chat, the 118. Today, 11:10 a.m. Eddie Diaz.
Are you guys okay? I've dispatched 15 calls to the 118. I'm barely 2 hours into my shift.
Chimney Han.
Probably tenth at the EMS gods again. Huffing emoji.
Ravi Panikkar.
Okay, but I'm not a probie anymore?
Hen Wilson.
If you use the Q word, you're automatically demoted.
Buck.
We've been on so many calls, and we're not even close to halfway through our shift yet. We've been jinxed again. Crying face emoji.
Oh my god. Again with the jinxes. Eye roll emoji. They're not real, you know.
That emoji is very judgy, Edmundo.
They are very real.
You guys are just busy. And I can say that as the person who is watching all of the calls come in.
So stop sending us on calls.
That's not how 911 works.
But that's how friendship works.
Text 2. Buck. Today, 7:22 p.m.
Another fucking call from Hildy. I can't. I can't do it. It's like it knows my voice, even though it's always a different device.
Maybe it's like a hive mind where they share data so they have your voice saved. Like Ultron.
Why would you say that to me?
Text to group chat. Frog tea. Today, 10:49 a.m. Eddie Diaz.
Holy shit. You know that new grocery store we used to drive by on Gahenga?
Hen Wilson.
The one with the big-ass cloud on it? Yeah?
It's fake.
Chimney Han.
Shut up.
That can't be right.
Who even thinks of making a fake grocery store?
Someone just called because they walked inside and thought the store had been robbed because it was empty. Turns out it's a set for a TV show.
Text to Buck. Today, 2:39 p.m.
There are chickens in the road.
I don't think that's how the joke goes.
No, this pizza delivery guy just called. Because apparently a bunch of chickens wandered into the road and just sat there. Wonder if the 30 minutes or less guarantee allots for that.
Text to Buck. Today, 4:14 p.m.
Hey, so Chris is at a sleepover tonight. But I was wondering if you wanted to come over anyway. Thought maybe we could talk.
Talk? Who are you? We don't talk about things.
Fair point. Stage 4 Eddie is a talker, though.
4? Did I miss the first 3?
Nah, you didn't. I'll tell you about it tonight.
Can't wait. I'll be there.
The end. Thanks for listening.